Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Welcome to Chatterbox Video Game Radio, everybody. It's April 30th. Another week, another show. My name's Alon, and in the past, we've had all sorts of co-hosts on this show. We had Don, we had Sean, we had Nate, we had another Nate, we had a third Nate. Even our old sound guy Tracy used to come on the show every once in a while. But that's all done. We don't have Nate anymore. Nathan Smart's not in the studio with us, or even on the phone. But I do have a replacement for us, at least for a short time. What are we going to call you?
I think I'm going to go with Adrian.
That's the name you want to go with? Mr. X didn't appeal to me so much. We had discussed this before the show. We said, what do you want to call yourself? Now, I use my real name. Other people aren't so comfortable with that. And so...
No, it's not my choice. I can't.
Oh, you can't?
Yes.
Is this your lady put a restrictive noose saying you can't use your name on the radio?
Well, if you go back to old shows, you might be able to figure out what I really am. And you know I don't have a lady because of video games.
Oh, that's a good point. All right, well, Adrian's here, Alon and Adrian and Andrew. That's a trifecta.
We're the A-team.
The A-team. That's funny. All right, so let's talk about video games. A lot has happened this week. Well, that's not true. Not a lot has happened this week because everyone's waiting for E3 to make the big announcements. But one really big thing did happen. And for Adrian's sake here, I'm not going to mention it because he doesn't know yet. Somehow he's managed to keep himself off the radar so far. So we're not going to tell him what the new name of the Nintendo system is. But... we are going to have a Smart Attack that talks about it today. We are going to talk about it during the second segment as well. And I want you guys to call in with your opinions. Judging from the chat room that's running live right now, a lot of you have very strong opinions about it. So give us a call at 866-536-1100 during the second segment, and we will discuss it. Now, before we get to that, I always like to start off the show talking about what we've been playing. And I haven't been playing anything new. I played some Cameo yesterday, a lot of Cameo, actually. Over at a buddy's house and played some Guitar Hero all week. I haven't stopped playing Guitar Hero for like 4 months. I keep telling you it's the best investment in gaming.
God, what? More DDR type.
Have you not seen Guitar Hero?
I've seen it. I've seen it. I just wouldn't waste my time or energy.
You are a punk because everyone who plays that game loves it.
No, and they might love it, but they're all retarded.
That is not.
If you're into DDR,
yeah,
Guitar Hero. Donkey Kongo.
Donkey Konga.
Whatever.
Beatmania is a new one came out.
Beatmania, whatever. No. I hate Grand Theft Auto San Andreas because they put it in there. I love the game, but...
Oh, the DDR.
Yes. I shouldn't have to hit the button at a certain angle to get past the level. I shouldn't have to take it over to your house so you can beat it for me. I want to play the game. I want to beat people up. I want to smash hookers over their head.
Listen, if you... gave it a chance, you would enjoy it. I got two guitars at home. We can go home after the show, jam session, and have a good time. So anyway, you should be playing it. But what games have you been playing lately, if not Guitar Hero?
Kingdom Hearts 2.
Kingdom Hearts 2. All right, tell me about that. It's a game I haven't tried myself, but at least I'm not going to bash it.
Did you play the first Kingdom Hearts?
I played it enough to know what it is, but not much.
Okay, it's the same type of game. You're Sora, and you got Donald and Goofy going around with you. And yes, if you haven't played it and you're a role-playing fan, you're going to be like, oh, it's horrible. It has Disney characters in it. Get over it.
It's like the best-selling game of March. I don't think anybody's saying the game is
bad. Well, no, the first one. There are people who hated it because they're like, it's Final Fantasy. All the hardcore Final Fantasy fans are like, you're ruining the Final Fantasy. No, they took Disney and they just merged them.
Something tells me you'd be on the other side of the fence if you didn't have kids.
No. I have kids, yes, but it has nothing to do with that. It's a good game.
Of course.
I just love Disney. I was going to Disney before I had kids. But even if it wasn't the Disney storyline, it would still be a good game. It's the best role-playing game that I've ever played. I like the Star Wars. Those are good games, but I'd rather play Kingdom Hearts.
All right.
Because it's more interactive. You control the attack.
I just haven't heard these complaints that you're talking about.
No, when Kingdom Hearts first came out, the original one, people hated it because Disney's the Antichrist.
See, I just haven't heard that. I've seen nothing but great things, and the sales charts for Kingdom Hearts 2 have shown that it's done really well. So I'm certainly glad you like it.
No, not now, because people finally played the second one when it went to a greatest hits and it went everywhere
else. The
first
one, you mean?
Yeah, the first one, I'm sorry.
Okay.
People played it, so they realized, oh, it was a good game. But when it first came out, people hated it. People didn't give it any love. And it was, in my opinion, it is the best role-playing game out there.
I have a feeling there's similar sentiments with the new name for the Nintendo that we're going to talk about later. People just being haters.
Haters?
Haters.
Am I going to call it retarded?
I think you will.
Okay.
judging by my expectations of your personality, I think you'll say, wow, that's
pretty
dumb. Is it
like the Nintendo Pansy or something?
We will find out in just moments. Now, if there are any listeners who don't already know what it is, please make sure you stay tuned, because boy, was it a big announcement. And so we're going to talk about it. They didn't want to talk about it at E3. They said, we need to give it an extra week so it'll sink in, so it's not going to take away all of our thunder for all the real stuff we're going to talk about at E3.
So basically what you're saying, they didn't want to get booed when they announced it.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe. It's so fun that you don't know what it is already.
I'm excited about it, though. My mom, that I don't know how old she is. She's between like 50 and 80. I don't know. But she was talking to me. She wants to get one.
Yeah.
She saw the commercial for it on the internet. Like,
she played the Brain Age game for the DS?
No.
All right. She should like that, too. But keep going.
Okay. And she's like, because I just ordered her 360, and damn you, DHL, you haven't delivered it yet. But she was trying to convince me to wait to get a Revolution, or whatever they're going to call it now.
Yeah.
But I think that's hilarious. I remember talking on the show a year or so ago that they're going after people that weren't gamers. And if they can get my mom, that yells at me for playing video games, to want to buy one, it's going to be a home run.
I want to know where she heard about it. Nintendo talked about how they were going to put ads on Oprah and places that we wouldn't normally see them. I want to know where she found out.
My cousins came into town, and he's high school age, and he showed her, because I don't know why, but she wouldn't look
at
it if I was doing it.
He's planting seeds for Christmas, that's why.
She wouldn't look at it if I was trying to show her, but she loves it. And if they run ads during Oprah, it will be harder to get than any other system, because every mom will go out and buy it for the kids.
I swear, that's going to happen anyway this Christmas season. It's going to be great. I did an interview this past week on All Games Radio. For those who don't already know, Chatterbox just became part of the All Games Radio network. You can go to allgames.com and hear us streaming live. I think it's Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. West Coast. So they do their All Games live show from like 5 or 5:30 to 7 o'clock, and then we air on Wednesdays right after them. And it's just a recap of, you know, our Sunday show. But they started airing us, and so they did an interview, be like, hey, let's introduce the new show, or the host of the new show, to the All Games audience. And so they did that, and we were on. I actually brought Nathan Smart on with me, or he sort of came in, whether or not I wanted him there, for like an hour. And Scott Rubin, one of the hosts over there at All Games, was giving us a hard time for being such Nintendo fanboys. And I explained to the audience and to Scott, I was like, listen, if you're a gamer and you don't want to play the Nintendo Revolution, this is before they announced the new name, if you don't want to play the Revolution, then there's a problem with you. You're not really a gamer. You're a poser, so to speak. We've got geek posers now. And I just think that, I mean, maybe it's because I like peripherals and I like new hardware. And, man, all day today, the sound bites you could pull from this show. I don't know if you've been noticing it, but
we're going to come up with a soundboard of just...
Did you realize that earlier you said that you don't want to bring it over to my house so I can beat it for you? I don't know if you realized that. You didn't hear that. All right, but it's there.
I said I don't want to have to.
All right.
So if there's a girl out there that wants to beat it for me that's good at DDR, then let's feel free.
All right, we're going down the tubes. So I was saying, if you're a gamer, you've got to like the Revolution. And that's because it's great, because it's new experiences. And there's so much gaming that happens that's not new experiences. Like, I was watching a video today on YouTube. I think it was linked to on joystick.com. I talk about them a lot. And it was some Japanese game show preview of Metal Gear Solid 4 for the PS3. And they were showing how it's all real time. You change the lighting and change this and change that. And it looked amazing, even through the grainy, crappy video quality that is through YouTube, because it's on the internet, right? You could tell that the quality is amazing. They even said that, like, the number of polygons in Solid Snake's mustache was equivalent to the number of polygons in a whole enemy character on Metal Gear Solid 3. That's stupid.
Don't even get me started on Metal Gear Solid 3.
That's not what I'm here to talk about.
I know,
but,
I know.
But I'm saying, I started salivating. I was like, wow, I really want this PlayStation 3. And I knew as soon as they got a video to me, I would think that. Because I've been dogging the PS3 and being like, yeah, of course I'm going to want it. Right? And I'm sure they're going to hype it and it's going to be great. But they haven't made me really want it yet, which Sony has a history of doing. I always say that they hype the hell out of me and I want it like a rabid dog. And now I saw that video, I was like, oh my god. But it's still more of the same. I mean, it's just an upgrade in graphics. But the Revolution, whatever it's called now, is a total change of the way we play games. Our arms might get tired, you know, chopping up carrots or you know, fishing or whatever. Arms could get tired, but hey, that's exercise and we need it.
But especially in America.
Yeah, I'm very excited about all the new things Revolution will bring to us. And there are all these people on the chat for all games being like, they're fanboys. They just like Nintendo. And I'm like, listen to the show. You'll see. I dug whoever needs it, but they've got a really good thing coming. So we'll talk about that more. And tell everyone, since I know you already know anyway, but tell you all what the new name of the Nintendo Revolution is. We'll be back right after these messages. Once again, we're back. Segment 2. My name's Alon. We've got Adrian in the studio with us.
With the mouthful of candy.
Thank you. And, of course, Andrew backing up all the sounds. We appreciate it. Although, no sound effects yet today. We haven't had reasons for applause yet. Is that the reason? There it is. Yay. All right. So, normally we do the smart attack in the fourth segment of the show. But considering the topics today and the smart attack topic, I'm going to play it right now for you. Here you go, everybody. Today's Nathan Smart Smart Attack.
Wah, wah, wah. And now, Nathan Smart with the news. Nintendo changes name of Revolution to FU. Nintendo has announced that the codename Revolution, their next-gen console, will now be officially known as FU. Reggie Fils-Aimé, Chief Marketing Officer of Nintendo, had this to say.
We really feel that FU says a lot about the direction we've taken as a company in regards to customer perception. The Revolution controller, our stance on HD and graphics, and now the new name are all a part of our commitment to the video game community.
Revolution was the codename for the next-gen system, and a lot of people thought that they would stick with it since it says so much about the ideas behind it. Michael Gulati is a freelance journalist who agrees.
It's actually quite astonishing that they changed the name. Revolution was a perfect name, and it was also kind of cool. I guess someone at Nintendo didn't care about the Revolution name, cool factor, and just said FU.
Nintendo is known for its interesting take on the business of video games, and according to Fils-Aimé, the video game community is in for something big.
We've handed them a big home console market, we've handed them a big portable market, and now we're handing them a big FU.
Halo 3 Lands of Wise announced for Xbox 360. Microsoft has unveiled the newest release in its popular Halo series to be released in 2007 for the Xbox 360, titled Halo 3 Lands of Wise. GamingAge.com is calling for a boycott of the game due to the name chosen for the sequel. MZX Landmine, a Gaming Age informer and frequenter, had this to say.
I really am appalled at the new game for Halo 3. They could have just left it as Halo 3 and not changed it. I'm not even sure I'm going to buy it now.
Bungie.net, the official site of Halo, updated with a statement telling fans, quote, they'll get used to it. Halo 3 Lands of Waz is the newest game from developer Bungie, and it continues from where Halo 2 left off, right before the end of the plot. Kindergartner gets expelled from school for making urine joke about Nintendo name. A 5-year-old at Matthew Perry Elementary School in Hampstead, New Hampshire, was expelled for making a urine joke about the new Nintendo video game console named the Wii. Principal John Eustace said he is calling for a higher standard of maturity from his students and will not tolerate jokes about bodily functions anymore.
These kids need to grow up a little. They are now in kindergarten, and it's time to act like the 5-year-olds they are.
Nintendo announced the new name for the system, and the student claims to have read the joke on the internet within minutes of its announcement. He says he didn't make it up, and the parents have been quick to agree.
This is the kind of crap that we have to deal with all the time. The kids get on that crappy internet and read the crap. Then, on top of all this, he gets pissed on at school by bullies, and now he's expelled because he had tried to come at them at their own level. This really pisses me off.
Matthew Perry, the Friends star and the celebrity the school is named after, had no comment.
Wah, wah, wah.
Do, 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 There you have it, everybody. The Smart Attack. Yay! Thank you very much, Nathan Smart. That was some good news. Some good news. Now, sometimes I interact. You don't know. You haven't heard the Smart Attacks before. But this time, it was some good news for all of us to enjoy. But it's time to talk about the Nintendo Revolution and the name that it really gave it. And here's what's funny. You're going to love this. Now, Nathan Smart reported the Nintendo FU is the new name of the system. And you might think that that's a better name than the real name. So I want someone to call in. First person who calls in next 30 seconds can actually tell us what it is, or I'm going to have to announce it myself. 866-536-1100. And we'll see if Adrian thinks you're telling the truth or not. So anyway, here's the thing. Nobody likes it. We've got people on the IRC, on the chat, which you can get to live from chatterboxgameshow.com, not liking it. Everyone's complaining. We had one person on here tonight say that if they change the name back to Revolution, I say they can get 25% market share. If they keep it the way it is, they're not even going to get 10. And he thinks there's putting that much importance on the name. And so I guess it's time to say, all right, so we, that's the name.
We?
We, W-I-I, is the name of the new, it's going to be the Nintendo Wii, right?
You're joking, right?
I'm not joking one bit.
Is that like the Women's Network? Is it that Wii?
Wii! And so, I guess it's like you've got the II, two dotted eyes, looks like the controller, looks like people, looks like two people enjoying together, the network ability of the system, online. It's a word that doesn't mean anything in any language that they can figure out, at least not spelled that way. But we in English, of course, means together, us, right? We're working or playing together. And so anyway, Nintendo announced this on the 27th of April. And what I find very interesting is that they actually registered their domain names, like the Nintendo Wii and Wii Life and some other ones that I found, that morning. Like, I don't know if that means, because a lot of people are saying it's a joke, and they're going to announce a real name at E3. And so, like, maybe they registered the name so late because it didn't really matter, and no one knew about it, and it's just something they decided last minute. I don't know. I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think it's the real name. What do you think?
I would think a lot of times they'll announce something and they'll register the domain names right before they do it because they don't want people to leak it. Oh, Nintendo just bought Nintendo Wii, so that's got to be the name of the new system. Revolution's better.
You should see his face. He's like,
Nintendo,
what are they thinking?
You are retarded. Can we call Japan?
I don't know, but we can take our caller. We can take Mitchell. I want to hear what he has to say about it. Mitchell, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey there.
I just got to say, first off, I was the one who said that if they changed it back to Revolution, they'd probably get like a 25% market share.
Yeah, all right. And then, so what do you think makes that the case? Why do you think that's true?
Because, well, I mean, there are the obvious jokes coming from the name Wii. And, I mean, I'm
well,
not
it is a tiny system.
I don't know exactly
it's a wee little
what
system.
The censorship rules are on the radio, so.
You can't talk about bodily fluids. Like we did during the Smart Attack, apparently. Andrew, is that right? That's what I can't talk about bodily fluids or expulsion of such, and we can't say, like, the two big swear words. And there's probably a list of others, too.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, but anyway, so other than the obvious jokes, it's just a silly name. It just sounds stupid.
Now, you don't see where Nintendo's coming from with this, how they want to bring people together, they want to anonymize the name where it doesn't mean more to you than it does to people in Japan?
Website where it says, like, it'll bring people together because the console is for us, so they call it the Wii, and that just sounds like a crock of bull.
All right. I have really mixed feelings about it, because, for one, it doesn't matter. I mean, is it better than GameCube? Is it better than Xbox? Hell, people made fun of PlayStation when that first came out. What's that all about? We don't know.
Yeah, but still, I mean, Wii?
Wii? See, that's the reaction everyone's getting. But they can't back it up.
Wii over Revolution, though.
See, Revolution, that's the problem. They had a good one.
Yeah, they had a really awesome name, and then they picked Wii.
They had it, and they threw away.
If they had announced it as the Wii, I mean, I would have chuckled a few times, but I would have been like, okay. But, I mean, going from totally awesome to totally stupid.
All right. Well, there's one opinion. Certainly one of that's shared by a lot of people. We're going to go to break again. Give us a call, 866-536-1100, if you have a different opinion. We'll be back.
Whee! Wee! Wee! Wee!
We're back again, Chatterbox Video Game Radio, and I didn't mention earlier, but UAT, the University of Advancing Technology, is where you should go if you want to learn about getting into the industry with art, programming, network security. That's not really very video games-ish, but they do all that stuff. UAT.edu, you can learn all about it. Now, we were talking about the Nintendo Wii last segment, and like I said, I have some mixed feelings about it. You know, bottom line is, I've always said, I have confidence that Nintendo's going to do good things. I even love the Virtual Boy. Now, not because I'm fanboy, but because I think they put together good stuff. Now, the name, not as important to me. Agreed, it's a little bit silly. It's going to be getting made fun of a lot, and I know that Adrian's going to be wondering in his head as he drives home, not about important things in life, but why did they call it the Wii? But anyway, we've got some other people who called in to talk about this. So now, Andrew wanted to hang up on this one, but we're going to take Steve. I'm going to give him 30 seconds. Steve, you there?
Yeah.
All right, you got 30 seconds. Tell me what you wanted to tell me.
I think part of the reason people are having such a big time, like, you know, getting over the Wii name, I mean, I'm not a Nintendo fanboy, and I really am excited about the console, but I think part of it is just from a marketing standpoint, you know, traditionally you don't name a product after a pronoun. Like, just as a general rule, it's generally like a noun or an adjective, or a verb, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and so you're saying they're bucking the trend?
Right, and it's like people are trying to associate the Wii name, like Wii as in, like, you know, the bodily function or whatever.
See, I never got that at all.
No, they made up a word. It's not even that.
They did. They're trying to associate with stuff. Steve, thank you very much for calling in. Andrew, we had an intelligent caller call in. And you go shooting him down like a World War II jet.
World War II jet?
Whatever that was. Listen, all right, so you don't like his explanation.
No, I don't. They made up a word. They had a good name. Revolution sounds cool. You're thinking, okay, it's the new thing. It's Matrix-y, and that's huge.
It's Matrix-y. But he's got a point. They're bucking the trend.
No, they're making up a word.
They're making up a word. The popular viewpoint. And
let's
that's what we have
the
here.
The Nintendo Fukalakalaka.
That I would go for.
I think it would sell more than the Wii.
You know, the problem with that is fitting it on the packaging. Going around the... All right, I can understand that. All right, so maybe we should leave this dead in the water. We don't want to talk about Wii anymore.
I want to talk about you thinking the Virtual Boy was a good system.
Virtual Boy was fantastic.
No!
It was. It was fantastic.
You couldn't see red if you played it for more than like 20 minutes.
You'd be quiet.
You're colorblind.
Listen, it's not my fault that nobody else liked it and that the guy who leads Nintendo killed himself over it.
Exactly. He even thought it was a bad idea.
No, it was good. Listen, Andrew, you tell me we've got someone else on the line talking about a totally different topic. Is that right? Yes. All right. So let's take... this is Funnydale screen name. Is that it? We've got you on the air.
Yeah, it's me. Actually, I was going to talk about the Wii.
You were going to talk about the Wii. All right, let's do it.
Well, okay. Right now, right this very minute, there are marketing executives at Sony and Microsoft coming up with this commercial. On the day the Wii launches, there are going to be ads all over TV just like this. Imagine this. A hot chick is playing the PlayStation 3 with her friends, having the time of her life. And then suddenly, it zooms in to a fat 300-pound 10-year-old brother playing the Wii, and then while he's playing the Wii, he literally whizzes his pants. And then there are going to be commercials all like that by Sony and Microsoft, totally bashing the Wii like that. It's going to really screw Nintendo up.
I can picture that being like a video clip. I don't think that's going to make it on air. I think
it's not going to make it. It's not going to be graphic, but it's going to be implied.
I could pitch that on YouTube. I could picture someone stealing your idea and just putting it on YouTube.
See, we haven't had console wars like that since the Game Gear attacking the Game Boy for looking like pea soup. Remember
and
that?
Right now, you have Sony looking at all the classic Sega ads, trying to come up what they could do to totally ruin the new Nintendo system.
I don't think so. I think they're gonna focus on their strong points, where they have graphical prowess and they have all the extra internet functionality. I don't think they're gonna go after Nintendo.
I'll bet you real money you will see ads just like that. I mean, you're giving Sony way too much credit. You're saying Sony's going to take the high road when Nintendo has literally gave them this opportunity?
It's an interesting time. I'd like to see what they do.
I came up with this in 10 seconds. Do you realize what experienced marketing guys have come up with already?
I'm not interested in seeing a 10-year-old, 300-pound kid pee his pants. So I don't know.
I think if they're going to go after anybody, granted it's an easy to go after the Wii, they're going to go after the 360 because that's their main competition.
That's true. I mean, listen, they could do anything. Maybe they'll show the kid peeing his pants. I don't think it's going to happen. I honestly never even thought about Wii as in whizzing in terms of the revolution.
Maybe Cheese Whiz.
We'll go after Cheese Whiz. I don't know. Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate it. If anybody else wants to call in at 866-536-1100. Do we call this blow out the phones? Didn't another talk show host do that? Blow out the phones. I want to hear your opinions. We were going to ask people what Xbox Live name you should
have.
Yeah, we never even talked about that.
I need help. And I was going to ask Funny Dell because I don't think that's his real name.
No, it's not.
And if it is, I'm sorry your parents hated you.
No, I think his real name is Fandel.
Okay, but that works. I'm never been on live online through Xbox or anything like that. I just ordered a 360. It should have been here Friday, but damn DHL didn't deliver it on time. So I need an Xbox Live nickname. Call in, ask me a question, do whatever you want to, but help me come up with something because that's what I'll use. I don't want to think of something by myself. So you know me.
I do.
So what do you think I should go with?
I think it should be something with the word Chatterbox in it. That's what I did. But no, go ahead. We should have mentioned this at the top of the show. Totally forgot to mention it. But we want to get an Xbox Live name for you, and we knew this ahead of time. We just didn't think about it. All right, now, do we want to step away from that, or you want to come up with names?
Let's come up with names, but give us a call.
All right, 866-536-1100. Let us know what you think Adrian's name should be, and it shouldn't be Adrian. It should be something a lot more fun than that. I'm going to segue very poorly into a topic that I wanted to mention here until someone gives us a call. Now, last week I mentioned that Game Politics put on this thing on their website. They were saying Senator Obama, he's a blasphemer by saying he mentioned the word video games in a speech, right? And I said, listen, you got to not be so sensitive about this. He said, like, hey, kids, you shouldn't be so lazy playing games and watching TV and watching movies all the time. You should, you know, work hard if you want to be successful. He was talking to a graduating class, and he didn't sound nearly as demeaning as I just made him sound. He was just saying, listen, you got to work hard. Can't be sitting around playing games, watching movies, whatever. And Game Politics came down on him for this. And if you go to Gamasutra right now, somebody else wrote an article backing me up here. Of course, didn't ever hear me talk, but he had the same idea. And that's the point. Great minds think alike. Ron Gilbert was saying that we need to stop blindly defending our medium from attack. Just because he mentioned video games doesn't mean that he's the anti-video game Christ. So I just wanted to mention that before the show ends today, that I'm not the only one who said that.
Let's make Game Politics mad at me real quick.
How's that?
Well, I'll make the statement that, guys, don't lose a relationship over video games. If your girlfriend is telling you you're playing games too much and you're playing 60 hours a week, you might want to stop playing.
This all coming from a man who hasn't been on Xbox Live before.
City of Heroes. I was playing City of Heroes between 60 and 80 hours a week.
That's ridiculous.
It was awesome.
Think of the diseases you could have cured and the children you could have helped from poverty.
If I wasn't playing, I probably would have more than three kids than I already have.
Oh, I don't want to hear it. All right, we've got another caller, TJ. Is that TJ from AB? What's AB? Alberta.
Canada.
We have a lot of Canadian listeners.
Do we?
All right, TJ, you're on.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the Wii.
The Wii?
Yeah. That's pretty hurting.
Like, you don't like the name?
Doesn't matter. I'm still going to buy the system.
That's right.
Are you a fanboy, though?
No, not really.
All right.
So what makes you want it?
It's new. Like, it's never been done before kind of thing.
All right. I can see that, and that's certainly what I like about it.
Like, I would have bought it if it was called, like,
Craptastic
or something. Yeah.
That's right, and that's pretty much what they're doing with the name Wii. They're taking out anyone's expectations and say, listen, you need to play this, because you have no idea what it's all about by the name Wii. No idea. Thanks a lot, TJ. I think he's right. People are still going to buy it, even though it's, who cares about the name?
The name's not going to make a difference. The one thing, though, is if you're going to make the game and you're going to try to sell it to non-video gamers, I can understand going away from the Revolution because they don't know what Xbox is or that doesn't matter, but at least pick something that's friendly to the audience you're going to go after. The Nintendo Oprah, if you wanted to. I don't care, but at least do something that makes more sense. Go after the audience that you're not going after. The Nintendo SUV, I don't care.
Well, don't you think they're doing that by giving it a name that's not Xbox and GameCube and something that's all, you know, trying to be futuristic and matrixy, like you said before? They're getting the parents more interested in something like this by saying, oh, it's cute.
But it doesn't say anything to anybody. It doesn't say something.
It says, we play together. .com.
Is that one of the domain names that they...
It's taken, I'm sure. But it's not Nintendo's, that's for sure.
No, but if it's spelled W-I-I...
Check it out. Somebody go check it out.
Someone go to it. Give us a call.
I took a look. All sorts of names. 27th rolled by. I was like, how can I make money by squatting on a name illegally? That'll be so much fun. And they're all taken. We Sucks is taken. We everything. I got We Love We. I thought that was a good one.
We Love We.
WeLoveWe.com.
How do you spell it?
W-I-I love W-I-I.
I would put W-E
well,
love.
You're not in the loop, man. You're not cool.
I didn't even know what the name was.
All right. Listen, we're going to go to break again in a second. I'm going to talk a little bit about some news. And see, I even had a topic for second editorial, and we didn't even cover it because we're too busy talking about the Wii.
I got to get a Wii.
All right. Listen, if you want to call and talk about, you know, more stuff, Wii or otherwise, 866-536. We're always taking callers. Phones are open. And I'm going to talk about the news when we get back. Real news. Real actual news. We'll be right back. Chatterbox Video Game Radio back on fourth segment tonight, reminding everybody to head over to uat.edu. You want to get in the industry, that's a place to start. University of Advancing Technology. All right, Adrian and Alon in the studio. Of course, Andrew's running the sound. We appreciate it. And we've got a caller, Adam from Canada. I was going to say California. Adam from Canada, I believe, anyway. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
All right. Am I right to think you're from Canada, not California?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Canada.
All right, so what did you have for us?
First, that website that you said isn't registered, that I know of.
I just checked it. I thought it was. We Play Together with two I's. Of course, don't go to We Play Together with the word W-E. You'll not like it. But if you want to go to chatterboxhosting.com right now and register We Play Together with two I's, you go for it. We would be happy for you to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, none of that.
Andrew's looking at the
W-E. Andrew, what are you doing? All right, Adam, what else are you going to say?
I just want to say that I actually like the name. At first, when I read about it, I didn't really understand. But once I read what Nintendo said about it, then it made more sense. And for it to be universal for every language is pretty cool, unlike like PlayStation or Xbox, where the X means no in Japan, so it's the no box.
See, I can understand that. And that was one of the arguments they made, that it's universal. It's gonna be new to everybody. Although I think there's a little bit more meaning in English, you know, about the togetherness and all that. It makes sense. Now, it makes even more sense in English because of the two I's. And if you're in a language that doesn't use, you know, English characters, then you're also missing out on that. But whatever. It's a new word for everybody. And that's good. You still don't like it, though, huh?
I will never like it. I will not... I'm not going to call it the Wii. I'm going to come up with
the Revolution.
A code name for
I bet we still all call it the Revolution, you know, until it comes out.
We're going to go like Prince. It's going to be the system formerly known as the Revolution.
Yeah.
And then the we will be the character.
That's not a bad idea. Now, Adam, before I forget, I want to ask you, do you have an Xbox Live name for Adrian?
Yes.
All right, shoot.
I can make one up right now.
Not prepared. What's wrong with our callers?
Yeah, well, most of your callers aren't prepared.
I think we caught him off guard.
You did.
I'm going to storm out of the studio just like one of your old co-hosts.
Nobody cares about you.
You can call yourself... Sorry, what was your name first?
Adrian. What was your name? All right, cut him off, Andrew.
No,
he's done.
You can call Wee Adrian. I don't know.
All right.
Wee Adrian. That might be good. I might have to go with that.
All right. Thank you for calling. Game over. What's your name? New co-host doesn't even know your name.
Love for me.
But he listens every week. We appreciate it. We've got so many Adams in Canada listening to the show. All right. So I wanted to talk about some news. There are a few things that happened this week that are sort of interesting. First of all, I talk about Guitar Hero all the time.
God.
I'm not in a band, but if you are, if you want to get your metal rock music out there, you can go to beaguitarhero.com and submit your music to try and be in the game. The song, which was made by just random submission, you know, they took a fan song and put it in the game for the original Guitar Hero, actually very, very good. It was the second one in the bonus track list. Forget what it's called, but it was a really good song. And like they really didn't choose many bad songs. There's one song in Guitar Hero which I think should never have been in it. And apparently there's a secret song, by the way, that you can only unlock with like a Game Shark or something, which is good, and they should have put it in place of the crappy bonus song that they put in there.
Do they, when you're playing it, do the words come on or...
No. Well, I mean, they, in the song, but not on the screen or anything.
No,
it's like karaoke Guitar Hero.
So when you're playing like Smoke on the Water or something, they start singing Smoke on the Water? Or do you hear that in your head?
No, it's the whole song. You don't hear just the guitar. You hear the music.
No, I figured you'd hear the music, but they might not want to pay for the licensing or whatever.
No, they actually redid all the songs in-house. I'm sure they had to license the songs and all that, but they didn't get the real sounds.
I still think it's retarded.
All right. Good game, though. So you can be at guitarhero.com and submit your own music. Now, here's something I found interesting, too. This week, apparently some website created a system where your Xbox 360, if you create an account for yourself, your Xbox 360 will blog every day for you. You'll have a blog made by, it's really made by the website, but it's for your Xbox 360. And they gave an example of Major Nelson's Xbox 360. And this is what I like. This is one of the features of the 360 is that you can go on and look at someone's gamer tag, their card, and basically learn a lot about them. So like it's blogged and for the last 3 weeks now. I doubt he actually made his own account for the website, which is 360voice.com, but someone obviously submitted it for him. And so, like, it says, for yesterday, good thing I have access to Major Nelson's entire MP3 collection streamed off his computer. Keeps me busy on days like yesterday when he never shows up to game, right? And yesterday, Major Nelson decided to spend his time elsewhere. Machines don't feel lonely. Really, really, we don't. And so it'll blog for you based on your gamer tag, knowing if you've played or not. And what I find especially intriguing is the fact that out of like the 19 days that this has been blogging or the 20 days that it's been blogging for Major Nelson, there's like 3 days he actually played the game. And he's like the Xbox Live spokesperson.
I might have to do this.
It's funny.
I'm getting a little fanboy nerd type.
Yeah. It's
excited.
All like, I'm showing it to him now. Like I tried a few Xbox Live titles yesterday since Major Nelson never showed up. I got bored and cried instead. Your Xbox will speak to you. And hopefully you play more often than not. Otherwise you get boring repetition like you do with Major Nelson.
Like mine, it'll be like, Adrian got his butt kicked handed to him again.
No, it'll be Wee Adrian got his butt kicked again.
So come on, guys. Give me a call. Give me a better name than that. Because if not, I'm going to have to go with like Chatterbox Fans Suck or something.
Oh, boy. Don't do that. So anyway, go to 360voice.com and learn how to get your Xbox 360 a voice. I thought it was cool. It's a cute little thing that they did with it. It's a little bit scary, the information that's put out for you when you have Xbox Live. But I guess you can turn off some of the reporting that it does. It's just that by default, it talks about, hey, they're watching a movie right now. Go order him pizza. You know where he lives.
If I do this and someone wants to order me pizza because I'm watching a movie, feel free.
Yeah.
No anchovies, please.
Yeah, I was going to say with anchovies. All right, so Be a Guitar Hero and 360voice.com. Now, also, apparently Dell is listening to customers. They started shipping computers this week without all of the crap that they add onto it. You know, like all the bloatware stuff where you have AOL and you have all these different things you can sign up for, extra programs loaded on as standard software when you turn on the computer that you never really wanted because all you want to do is play games, right? And so they bought up Alienware recently. They decided, hey, maybe we should, you know, not only sell a computer people want, but sell them the software, or not sell them the software that they don't want. I guess a better way of putting it. And I thought that was great. They're meeting their limitations. They're admitting, basically, that they were screwing you before, making your computer run slowly when you're trying to play a good game of Oblivion or whatever. You know, my brother got a video card this week just to play Oblivion. Like, $250 for a video card just to play it. And then it wouldn't run on the Dell. The motherboard didn't like that type of card or something.
I that's the problem with computer gaming.
Ah, you're on my side here.
Yes. I love computer gaming. I love MMORPGs. I'm all over them. But I don't want to have to spend another $200 just to hopefully it'll work. I want a console. I want to buy the console, and it's going to work for me.
And that's why you love DHL, for getting you an Xbox
360. DHL. And you know what? The problem is going to be at work tomorrow, and there's going to be no one there to sign for it, so I probably won't be able to pick it up until Friday.
I used to work there, man. I know where the hub is. You can just go pick it up.
It's at the hub. It was there Friday.
Should have gone to get it.
I didn't know. I thought they would deliver. I figured I'll go there and it'll be on a truck somewhere.
No, they can get it for you, I think. As long as it's not out to be delivered to you.
No, I'll hunt the driver down. It's like, where is he? I'll go pick it up. I want my system.
All right. Well, while Adrian waits for a system, I'm going to talk about one more thing before we finish the show for today. Apparently, someone in Texas decided that we have all these bills saying that are up for proposition lately that we don't want people to buy games or kids to buy violent games, all this stuff, and it's what game politics talks about all the time, and we even talked about it last week. But now one guy's like, you know what? I'm not going to try and make a bill to restrict the gaming or restrict the sales of the games. I want to tax it. Let's put a 5% tax on games and then take that money and put it towards schools, right? And this is actually a topic we should have covered a lot more than just a news bite. But I'm curious how you feel about this. I, of course, don't want kids to have to pay more for stuff because certainly adults pay for a lot of games, but kids do too. And for them to be taxed on top of sales tax, I don't like.
If your kids are playing violent video games, as a parent with a kid that plays video games, you need to do a better job of being a parent.
That's what we say here at Chatterbox. Don't be a crappy parent. And you're a good example of this. Adrian, are you? Do you let your kids play Grand Theft Auto, your 3-year-old?
No. I won't even play Grand Theft Auto with them in the room.
Good.
But I will let them watch me play Kingdom Hearts.
All right. Because Goofy's a good character. And anyway, so tax for gaming. Maybe we'll cover this next week. I want to hear what people think about this. I certainly don't like the idea. But where'd our music go?
We're not going to break anymore?
No, we were going to end the show. Do we have another hour, Andrew? I'll talk for another hour if I have to. All right, it's going to come back in a second. Here it is. Man, our first show with Adrian in the house, and I'm embarrassing myself.
We can talk about politics and illegal immigration if they want to.
Yeah, we'll roll into that. All right, listen, we got to go, everybody. We're going to be back next week. Adrian in his house, and maybe he'll do his white boy impression next week. I heard a good one during the break. Anyway, go to chatterboxgameshow.com, learn more about our show, interact during the show next week, and we will be back for everybody.
Been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your bass are belong to us.